We hope you enjoyed this teaching by Pastor Steve Kelly and Wave Church. We thank you for taking the time to listen to this teaching, and we believe that it will enrich and empower your life.
We've been teaching on the gifts of the Spirit. I want to say this. If you go to Barnes & Noble, or if you go to Walmart, you go to any bookstore, and you go to the Bible section, or what they call the religious section, then you can pick any Bible. And I want to say this to you, any Bible, and you turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, you'll see that the Bible talks about there are 9 manifestation gifts of the Spirit. Now listen to me, it's given to every man to profit everyone. So when I see somebody trying to make more of themselves because they got the operation of a gift of faith or a gift of prophecy, and somehow they think there's something special because they operate in that gift, I always think it's given to every man. You're not a big deal. Don't make more of yourself just because you operate in the gifts of the Spirit. Now, don't get me wrong. We ought to operate in the gifts of the Spirit, but sometimes I think we think that that rises us to a place of prominence or preeminence that I just think the Bible says it's given to every man. It's for everybody. And why is it given? Not so that you get an ego, so that it profits everyone. So these gifts, 1 Corinthians 12, go to Barnes & Noble, and I'm not into the, you know, sometimes you get these different Bibles like a Pentecostal Bible, or you get the liturgical Bible, or you get the, you know, the Baptist Bible. We just need the Bible. Amen? Just the Bible. And it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, there are 9 manifestation gifts that are given. Amen? And they're given to every man to profit, and this is what they are. Word of wisdom, and we taught on that. How God can give you wisdom, like Solomon in the Old Testament, and how that he had to figure out, you know, which woman had the child that was still alive, the baby that was still alive, and God gave Solomon a word of wisdom to figure out who that was. In the New Testament, in apostolic use, and it seemed good to us and the Holy Spirit, not natural wisdom, but supernatural wisdom. Then there's a word of knowledge, and that's God giving us knowledge about something that we know that we can actually to make yet just to give us, like Jesus with the woman at the well, go get your husband. Yeah, I don't have a husband. Yeah, that's right. You've had 5, and the one you're living with now, he ain't your husband either. And she goes, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. And, you know, the whole point is God gives us knowledge to help us do what God's called us to do. I love the Old Testament example in Elijah, how God would speak to the prophet Elijah. And every time someone was going to attack Israel, whatever the king's thoughts were to attack Israel, God would tell Elijah. He gave Elijah knowledge about what the enemy is doing so we can be ahead of the enemy. I believe with all my heart that if you're a Christian and you're yielded to the Holy Spirit, you ought to be operating in these gifts. And God can give you knowledge. Okay, next one, discerning your spirits. It's for deliverance. It's for understanding what's God wants to do. Faith, healing, miracles. I love these gifts. I love all 9 of them. And faith, there's a gift of faith. It's not a saving faith. I'm saved by faith through grace. And I believe I am saved. But it's not that gift of saving faith. It's a manifestation where suddenly you have faith for something to believe God for something or someone. It's healings. I believe in healings. I believe in miracles. I personally, by the grace of God, had been able to pray for with a mother for a 16-month-old baby that had died, diagnosed, declared deceased. At this woman's house, their little baby had drowned in the pool. And for 20 minutes till the doctor came, the baby was breathless and had no life. And then the doctor came. And then I came 20 minutes later. And the doctor said, this baby's not alive. It's gone. But the moment I walked into that house with the mother, we prayed. And I, by the grace of God, saw a miracle. And that little baby came back to life. And today, that little baby is now traveling with the Hillsong worship team and doing great things for God. Miracles. Faith, healing, miracles. I would not tell you a story I could not prove and I could not back up. That's not my MO. Okay, next one, prophecy. Man, we spent 2 weeks on that, about the gift of prophecy and how it ought to be judged. There's limitations, there's restrictions to prophecy. 2, or at the most 3, should never be given in private. Other people must be able to judge it. Amen? So if someone comes up to you and gives you a private prophecy, just go, whoa, stop. No, 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 no. I got to bring other people in that can be, that are spiritual, that can judge this. And you have to ask yourself, when someone is trying to prophesy over you in private, why aren't they willing to let it be subject to a judgment? Are you hearing me? So to me, it's like, yeah, sure, but let me just get a couple other people that I respect and know that can help judge whether this is from God or not. And there's and the Bible says two or at the most three in any one church service that should be given. Okay, now today, I want to finish off this series on tongues, excuse me, the gift of tongues and the gift of interpretation of a tongue. And so then we'll have taught all nine. And then after that, I want to spend some time and I'll actually want to flow in a few of these gifts. And then at the end of the service, I want to lay hands on people who've never moved or ministered in these gifts. And I'm going to believe for an impartation to be given to you in Jesus' name. And to everybody online at Wilson in Richmond, in Norfolk and Seaboard, I'm going to believe God that all of our campus pastors, they'll all join me on the stage when we do that, and they will lay hands on people because the gifts of the Spirit are given through the laying on of hands. Who lays hands on you? People who I believe the Bible talks about who have that ascension gift. He gave some to be apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists. And Paul said, and you'll see it as we close this service, in Romans chapter 1, verse 11, don't put it up now, but it says, I long to be with you that I may see you and that I might impart a spiritual gift to you. Amen? So how many are open to all this today? How many are open to all nine gifts of the Spirit? Well, I'm going to go somewhere today that I, in all my life, and I mean this now, in all my Christian life, I have never heard this taught publicly on a Sunday service. Never. Never. And it's the gift of tongues and the gift of interpretation of tongues. And I tell you, there's a reason why for it. I think it's the most misunderstood, most underutilized gift that there is in the body of Christ today. And I want to talk to you about it. And so let's go there together. Are you ready? All right. So the first thing I've got to say is this, and I'm sure all of you will appreciate the comment, that every time you read the Bible, you must always consider text within context. Okay, otherwise you can actually misunderstand the truth. You can be actually led into deception. A half-truth is a whole lie. So text within context. So for instance, if I read the Bible when Jesus forgave the woman caught in the act of adultery, I could read that text and Jesus says, woman, where are your accusers? And she says, no one, Lord. And Jesus says, neither do I. And he goes, you are forgiven. That is not the context. That is text, but you got to read the whole story. Because the whole story says, now sin no more. And he called adultery a sin. So you can't just because you read Jesus forgiving a woman caught in the act of adultery, think that every time, you know, that you can just commit adultery as much as you want and Jesus will keep forgiving you. This is Wave Church, 1000 North Frightneck Road. Just making sure. I'll give you another example. You got to consider text within context. I've heard one of the most misquoted verses in the Bible, Matthew 23, verse 23, about tithing and how Jesus says, woe to you scribes and Pharisees. He says, you tithe, but you've neglected the weightier matters. And so I've heard people read Matthew 23, verse 23, text, woe to you scribes and Pharisees, you tithe. And I've heard people teach that if you tithe, Jesus is putting a curse on you because we're in the New Testament and tithing is not in the New Testament. That is not the context of that verse. Because if you read the rest of the verse, he goes, and so you should, but you've neglected the weightier matters, such as love and mercy and justice. Are you hearing me? So you got to read text within context. Otherwise, it becomes a pretext. You can end up in deception and miss out on what God's trying to say. You got it? So I'm going to teach this morning these last two gifts in the context of the manifestation gifts of the Spirit. And these last two is tongues and interpretation of tongues. The manifestation gift of tongues. Just like all these other gifts, but particularly tongues and interpretation of tongues and prophecy, the scripture is very clear. The context of these gifts are to be what's used in church in a body of believers. And there's restrictions that come with them. Let's just go there together. I don't want to get in front of myself. And so the Bible says, for instance, with prophecy in the same of tongues, that there are to be two or at the most three. And if you're going to give a manifestation gift of tongues, then you've got to be willing to interpret it if no one else does. You got it? As a matter of fact, let me just show you what the Bible says. And we're reading the context of the manifestation gift of tongues, one of the nine gifts. It says, "For he who speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God." Did you see that? He who speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God. You got it? So if I'm going to bring a manifestation gift of tongues, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to God. Are you hearing me? Who am I talking to? So then, if someone is going to interpret my tongue, or if I have to interpret my own tongue, as the Bible says I should be willing to do if no one else does, what is the interpretation? If he who speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not to men, but to God, then the interpretation is what I said to God. It's simple. It's not what God said to me. It's what I said to God. How many times in church life, if this gift ever somehow manifests itself, that every time someone gives a tongue, the interpretation is always, "Yea, for the Lord would say." How many have ever heard that? Let me see, show of hands. Well, that's a prophecy. Well, the Bible says there are different gifts, but the same Spirit. So if prophecy is the same as a tongue and interpretation of tongue, we don't need it, but they're different. So the correct interpretation of a tongue is not what God says to me or to you, it's what I said to God. It's not hard, is it? He who speaks an unknown tongue speaks not unto men. So if I'm operating in a gift of tongues, I'm not speaking to you, I'm speaking to God. So for someone, for me or someone else to interpret it, it must be what I said to God, not what God said to men. Now, prophecy is to speak for another, or it's also involved in prediction of the future. But an interpretation of a tongue is purely interpreting the person who spoke what that person said to God. And isn't that true on the day of Pentecost? In Acts chapter 2, and the Bible says there's the tongues of men and the tongues of angels in 1 Corinthians 13. And it says, "If I speak with the tongues of men and the tongues of angels and have not love, it profits me nothing." So isn't it interesting that 1 Corinthians 13 is sandwiched between chapter 12 and chapter 14, all about the operation of the gifts of the Spirit. And Paul says, if it's not motivated by love, it's not worth anything. You with me here? So watch this now. So the Bible tells me that if I'm speaking in an unknown tongue, that I can have the tongues of a man, of an earthly language, or I can have the tongues of angels. I remember one time I walked up to a girl back in our youth group and back in Australia, and she was Greek. Her name was Sula, and she had a sister called Dula or Rula, and she was Greek. And I walked up to her, and I spoke in my heavenly prayer language. I just started speaking in tongues. And she looked at me, and her jaw fell open. I said, "What's up?" She goes, "You just spoke perfect Greek." I said, "I did what?" She goes, "You just spoke perfect Greek." And I said, "Well, what did I say?" And she told me what I said. Now, I couldn't repeat it. You hear me? It was the tongues of men. I don't know Greek. I don't know any Greek. Only unless I'm studying words, then I look up the Greek word. I know a little Greek. He owns a fish and chip shop down the road. That's the only Greek I know. But the truth is, listen to it, I don't know Greek, but I spoke perfect Greek in that moment. What was that? That actually was a, if you like, the tongues of men, a language I don't know. Are you hearing me? But someone else on earth knew it and heard me speak it. and then told me what I said. It blew me away. But then you look at the day of Pentecost. What does the Bible say? Look at it. Acts chapter 2. Let's go there. Verse 11. For we hear them declaring the wonders of God, watch, in our own tongues. I don't have time to take you all through all the verses, but look it up. It says there were people on the feast of Pentecost, there were Jewish believers and people who converted to the Jewish way of faith. And when it says they were from all over the world. And then we heard them on the day of Pentecost. And what were they doing? They were declaring the wonders of God. Listen to this. In our own language. Here's a thought. If you're filled with the Spirit, the Holy Spirit makes you more relevant to the culture we're trying to reach, not more weird. God will give us the ability to communicate to the people God's called us to reach. That is an evidence of being filled with the Spirit that, you know, we come in the church and we expect everybody to conform to the way which we learn our language. But the truth is we send someone off into another place like to China, or we send them off to Afghanistan. We will teach people. You've got to consider the culture and the context on which you're called to reach so you are relevant to that culture. But we expect people who are not believers to come into our culture and expect them to change. But the Holy Spirit makes you more relevant to the people God's called us to reach, not less relevant. But look at this now. It says, we heard them declaring the wonders of God, listen to it, in our own language. These people are not these men speaking all Galileans. We know they don't speak our language, but there's an evidence that God is doing something supernatural, for we hear these men speaking in our language when they don't know our language. Are you catching it? So he who speaks in an unknown tongue, not speaking to people, but speaking to God. So therefore, the interpretation of a tongue simply is what that person said to God, not what God said to man. That's good preaching right there. Amen? So let me just say, that's the gift of tongues. I want to make sure I finished off those 9 gifts of the Spirit, and I just simply want to say, it is a heavenly language. It's a manifestation gift. Amen? And the ability to speak it is, I'm not speaking to you, I'm speaking to God. And the ability to interpret it is actually what I said to God, not what God said to man, because that is a prophecy. And the Bible says there are different gifts. Everybody got that? That is why it is the most underutilized, misunderstood gift of all the 9 gifts. Those 2 gifts are the least used, because I actually think we've actually... Now, there's genuine people who think, oh, there's a tongue. And they're looking, God, well, God, what are you saying to the church? Well, if that's all you think an interpretation of a tongue is a prophecy, you're going to give a prophecy. But that's not the interpretation. You are manifesting the gift of prophecy, but that's not the correct interpretation. And again, I think that's why there's so much misuse of it, non-use of it in the body of Christ today, because we're not been actually taught what it really is supposed to look like and how it's to be operated. I'm for all 9 gifts of the Spirit. But the Bible does say there should be 2 or at the most 3. I remember when I first came, there was people wanting to prophesy, and I think they were just testing the new pastor. I think they're trying to see, what will this pastor... But I'm telling you something, I'm well taught on these areas. And I know the Bible says there should be 2 or at the most 3. The moment there's 3, I don't care how much you feel it's God. That's the restriction the Bible has. So we'll go with what the Bible says, no more. People say, oh, Steve's against the Holy Spirit. That is so laughable. If you only knew how much I believe in all these gifts. But I'm going to go with the Word of God, not with what you feel. And certainly not how I feel. Amen? So that's the gift of tongues. That is different, if I say different, than your own ability to pray in the Holy Spirit. That is all in the culture and the context of what happens in a church service. And the Bible says that if you speak in an unknown tongue, you edify yourself. But if there's no interpretation, then the only person edified is you. But if there is an interpretation, then everybody goes, oh, amen. Amen. Are you hearing me? All right, so let's go. Let's talk about the sign of tongues. Mark 16, verse 17. These signs, everybody say signs, will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. Everybody see that? That's not the gift of tongues in 1 Corinthians 12. It's the sign of tongues. Any believer can pray in a heavenly prayer language, and that prayer in the heavenly prayer language does not need interpretation. The context of that is the gifts of the Spirit, not the sign that God gives to all believers. And we can all pray corporately in prayer in the Holy Ghost together. We can sing in the Holy Ghost together. And there's no need of interpretation of that tongue, because it's not the gift of tongues, it's the sign of tongues. Everybody with me so far? Look at Jude. Nothing to do with the manifestation gifts of the Spirit. Look at Jude. Jude says, but you, dear friends, by building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying, how? In the Holy Spirit. So the Bible says when you pray in your heavenly prayer language, that you are building yourself up in your most holy faith. One of the first things I do when someone says to me they're feeling, you know, depressed, or they're feeling, you know, down, or they're feeling depleted, they're feeling drained, I say, how often are you praying in the Spirit? Because the Bible tells me if I pray in my heavenly prayer language, I edify myself. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 4. The Bible tells me in Jude chapter 1, verse 20, that if I pray in the Spirit, I am building myself up in my most holy faith. It is a holy thing to do. It is a godly thing to do. And I pray there's not a family in Wave Church that doesn't spend time together praying in the Holy Ghost, because it makes you strong. Does not need an interpretation. Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. All right, so I want to say this right now. I want to just close it by saying, how are these gifts given, these manifestation gifts? And the Bible tells me, Romans chapter 1, verse 11, Paul said to the Roman church, I long to be with you that I can actually see you and that I can impart spiritual gifts. And he's talking about these nine gifts of the Spirit: the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, the discerning of spirits. And dear God, can we do those gifts today? Could some parents do with those gifts today, including me, that I would know what's of God, what's of man, and what's of the devil? Amen? Discerning of spirits. We would need faith. I mean, Cheryl, everything we've ever done with Wave Church and every campus that I'm speaking to today, we've done by faith. How do we see our Richmond facility? It was a gift of faith. Remember it, church? God spoke to me and told me, I'll give you a building. And by the grace of God and the goodness of God, with a miracle story, we now have a beautiful congregation facility that was given, I believe, because of a gift of faith. How did we build Wade Convention Center? It was a gift of faith. I stood out there 22 years ago and I said, we'll build a location on Seaboard Road and we'll have a location right here at Great Neck Road. How did that happen? Gift of faith. Amen. How do we see miracles? Gift of faith. Amen. And I want to encourage us. We need these gifts. Can I have the chart back up? I didn't want it to go away. So we got word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirits, faith, healing. I mean, dear God, how many would like to see more sick people healed? Come on, in every campus, I want you online. Well, the best way to see more sick people healed is to believe for the gift of healing. Believe for it. I remember one time, I walked up to this friend of mine. He had a big wart right there on his cheek. It was an ugly thing, to tell you the truth. And it was a big wart. And I used to look at him and think, why doesn't he just go to a doctor and have that burnt off his face? Like it's the size of a pea. And he's a good friend of mine, very close friend of mine. Still to this day, he is a good friend. And I said, hey, Gary, why haven't you ever gone to a doctor and had that burned off your face? And he looked at me and goes, well, why don't you, man of faith, pray for it and pray that God heals it? And I said, that's a good point. And I'll never forget what I did. I walked up to him, true story. I walked up to him and I put my hand on his wart. And you know the first thought that crossed my mind? Oh, God, I hope this isn't contagious. Isn't that a terrible thought? And I said, in the name of Jesus, I'll never forget, in the name of Jesus, I command this wart to shrivel up and die. Not his head, the wart. And watch, look, when I took my hand off, it was still there. And I discovered something right then and then. that circumstances never confirm faith. You don't ask your body if you're healed. You ask the word. And I looked at him. I said, I'm believing that exactly the prayer I prayed will happen. And you know, within 3 days, the wart that had been there for as long as I've known this young man had shriveled up and disappeared. And ever since then, I've had a bit of a wart anointing. I don't know. And it's just like a gift that keeps repeating in my life. And so if you got a wart today, we're going to believe God for your wart. I'm not joking. I'm believing God it'll be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. So we got gifts of healing, miracles. We've got prophecy. We know how to judge a prophecy. We know there's limitations and restrictions of prophecy. And we've got the tongue, which is a manifestation gift of I'm not speaking to man, but I'm speaking to God. And we got the interpretation of the tongue, which is what I said to God, which is consistent in the day of Pentecost when we heard them speaking and praising God in their own language. My friends, that's as good as I know how to teach the 9 gifts of the Spirit. And I pray today that every one of us would be hungry for these gifts. And I pray that we would act, the Bible says, earnestly desire spiritual gifts. This isn't taught enough in church. This isn't utilized enough. And I want to encourage us to be a people who are body of believers that are believing faith and healing and miracles. I'm believing God that we're a body of believers who actually have discernment and a word of wisdom and a word of knowledge in Jesus' name. I'm believing God today. We know what it is to bring the word of the Lord into a person's life. And we know how to judge the word of the Lord. And even the gift of tongues and interpretation of tongues, albeit misunderstood, albeit not used as much as it could and it should. And I understand why, because there's so much ignorance on that teaching because we've never taught it. And not we, I mean, the church has never taught it. And I just want to encourage you. The Bible says, earnestly desire spiritual gifts. So what would be the best gift? Well, if you're sick, the best gift for you would not be a tongue. It would be a gift of healing. So earnestly desire spiritual gifts. So what is the gift? What's the best gift that I can be a blessing to someone else, in Jesus' name. The best gift for a mother when I'm there with that child who's deceased is not say, yay, for the Lord would say, all would be well. The best gift would be a miracle. What is the best gift? It's the best gift for the person. It's given to every man. It doesn't elevate you above anybody else. Doesn't make you something more spiritual than anybody else. Matter of fact, I don't like exhibitionism. I actually find that repulsive. I don't like it when people just kind of make it, they try to define themselves by they operate in that gift, because the truth is it's given every man and it's to profit everyone. Just get in your gift and flow. Amen. Stop making more of yourself than you are. Just flow in your gift and be who God's called you to be. Be supernatural. Amen. It's not exhibitionism. It's not superiority. It's not anything. It's just like, what's the best gift? And so I want to pray for people. First of all, I want to pray for people today. And across all our campuses, I believe God today is going to heal people in this service. I want to believe God right here, right now, to flow in a gift of healing. And I know right now, I'm just looking to the Holy Spirit. I'm going to ask the musicians and singers to come on back, because we do want to make sure we create an atmosphere of faith in here. And I want to pray for people today. And this is what I really felt. In the first service, I felt the Holy Spirit give me a word of knowledge about people who had a knee condition. But I want to pray for people right here, right now. And right now, as I'm speaking to you online, I'm talking to you. And in every campus, I'm talking to you. If you physically right now have pain in your body, I want you to stand up. And that you're going to stand up because I'm going to pray for healing. Now, if you want to keep the pain, just stay seated. All right. But if you actually physically have pain, I mean, talking as I'm speaking to you now, not you are in pain sometimes, but you physically, that's a lot of people in pain, isn't it? Well, how many are glad to believe God today for people to get healed in Jesus' name? Now, I don't know what the pain is that you have. And to be honest with you, I'm going to pray not just for the pain to go, but whatever it is that's causing the pain to be gone. So it's not just relief for a moment, but I'm believing God in the name of Jesus that whatever is causing that pain will leave you. Now, some people, it's a temporary pain. That's just maybe a headache. All right, well, I'm gonna believe God the headache's gonna go. But if that headache is being driven by the fact there's a tumor, Well, I'm going to believe not just for the headache to go, relief from the pain, but the tumor will be healed. That's a gift of healing. It's supernatural. And I'm going to believe in every campus and everybody online, I want you as well, everybody watching on our different mediums in which you can watch Wave Church, I want you right now to believe God as well. And everybody who's in pain, I got to do it. I got to take the time. I want you to, without a hesitation, come down here. I want to lay hands on you. Is that okay? Come on down the front real fast. Come on. Yeah, come on. Give him a hand. And this is what I want you to do. I'm going to need you to come quickly because I want to do a few more things before I'm done. Just make sure you put yourself out in one big line. Oh, there's a lot of you. Praise the Lord. Amen. So here we go. I'm going to need some of the pastors to help me now. Praise. There's so many people. That's amazing. How many people, a word of knowledge. I mean, obviously, no, God was mindful of his people this morning. There's so many people have pain. So I'm going to ask our pastors to come and help me because there's too many for me to get to all of these people in Jesus' name. We're going to need more than one line. Just take one step back. Leave room for the pastors to get between these rows. Leave room. So just come up close to the stage, but you don't get any closer so that the pastors can get between you all. Is that okay? Pastors, come and stand in front of these people in Jesus' name, and we're going to lay hands on you. And in every campus, I know our campus pastors already know what to do here. And I'm going to believe God for you in the name of Jesus. First, for the laying on of hands. Just listen, look at me. My mother was healed supernaturally of cancer. She died on an operating table. And then they said to her, they managed to bring her back to life. And they said, Mrs. Kelly, we couldn't keep doing the surgery because you passed away. You were so weakened by the surgery and the removal of the cancer. Mrs. Kelly, we don't know that you're going to live much longer. We couldn't get the worst of it out. So that's when I took my mother. Listen to what I'm saying. I took my mother to a church that believed in these gifts of the Spirit. And I'll never forget it. There was nothing sensational. There's just this man, and I took my mother by the hand. I walked up to front of the church. It wasn't even the guy in the robes. It was a Catholic charismatic church. It wasn't even the guy in the robes. I want the guy in the robes. I want the head honcho. You hearing me? You're praying for my mom? I want the priest. I want the bells. I want the smells. I want the incense. I want it all. You hearing me? This is my mother. She died. They just brought her back. And now she's desperate. But it wasn't the guy in the robes. It was another guy. Well, I don't care who the other guy is. I don't want the other guy. I want the guy in the robes. But no, that was the person that my mother stood there, and he said, how can I help you? She goes, I have cancer. I'll never get what he did. He just said, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray for healing. Remove the cancer. Thank you, Father. Amen. And I remember standing, he goes, thank you. Who's next? And I remember as a little boy, 14 years of age, going, that's it. That's all you got. Nothing else. And that was the day I realized, because let me tell you something, God healed her. And she went back to the hospital and they couldn't find the cancer. It was gone. 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 That was the day I learned something about the supernatural. Don't always look for the spectacular in the supernatural. There was nothing spectacular about that moment. It was just a believer yielded to the Word of God, who believes the Word of God, and I was waiting for something sensational. I wanted the guy, the priest, you hear me? I wanted the bells. I wanted the smells. And I want to tell you, all you got to know is the moment someone lays hands on you, Paul says, I long. And if you're watching online, maybe someone's watching with you, get them. God's hand is not short that he cannot reach you, that he cannot heal you. God can reach through this right now and reach out and touch you. And I'm going to believe God, the pain. Some of you, as I'm speaking, the pain's already left your body. Who are you? The pain's already gone. Let me see. As I'm speaking, God, yep, that's you. Pain's gone. All right, who else? Come on. As I'm speaking, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. I'm going to believe God. It's going to be gone in Jesus' name. Amen? Now, don't ask your body. Ask the Word. Are you ready? Come on, in every campus, I don't want you. Stretch your hand out toward these people. These people are your family. These are your brothers and sisters. Everybody at the front, lift your hands. You're lifting your hands, closing your eyes. It's closing your eyes. It's just to drown out, to make sure there's no distraction. Listen, lifting your hands is a sign of surrender. And Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Your word says we will lay hands on the sick. Come on, pastors, help me now. And they shall be healed in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I just believe right now for the laying on of hands, for a gift of healing, a gift of miracles. Pastors, I need you praying with me right now. There's a lot of people here, and I want to make sure that every one of them, that we lay hands on them. And Father, we thank you that it's not by might and it's not by power, but it's by your Spirit in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for healing and the pain to go in the name of Jesus. Father, we lay hands on your people. We minister healing. Lord, not just a relief of the pain, but the source of the pain to leave their body right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. There it goes right now. Father, I thank you for healing. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Pastors, I need you helping me. I need you to lay hands on these people. I can't get to all of them, but let's just right now, all that matters is we lay hands on them, and it's God's job to heal them in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you right now for the pain. Lord, I just believe for Jason's eyes. I just believe right now, Father, for a miracle to take place in his body, physiologically. Lord, I believe in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for India. And I thank you, Lord, that even right now, the pain will be lifted. Right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. There it is. Receive, 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 receive. In the name of Jesus. Father, there is the power of God right now. Thank you, Father, for the laying on of hands. For the laying on of hands. There it is right now. Just receive. There's the goodness of God. Father, thank you for the goodness of God. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. There it is. Receive it. Father, we thank you right now. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Come on. If pastors, I need you to move around. I need you to get to people that I can't get to. Amen. Where are our pastors? Do we have them? Help me over here. We're good? We pray for these people in Jesus' name. Come here, sir. Amen. Come here. Praise God. I'm believing for a miracle for you. Come on. Amen. This is what the Word says. You don't need to come up here. It's okay. Unless you're going to help you. Father, I just believe for a miracle now. It's not by might. It's not by power. But it's by your Spirit. And we just believe right now, Father, whatever is going on in this man's body, I just believe the power of God is greater. And I thank you, Lord, and not just for an accelerated healing, not just for recovering, but Lord, I'm believing today there'd be a miracle. Father, in the name of Jesus, and everybody said, amen and amen. Come on, let's give God praise. If someone hasn't laid hands on you, lift your hand. If we didn't get to you, would you lift your hand? Okay, did we lay hands on you? We didn't lay hands on you? Okay, I'm not too sure. I think someone did. Well, let's make sure there's no doubt about it. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Come on, church, stretch your hand out. This is your family. Father, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Now listen to me. I want you right now, Pete, just already, you already know the pain's gone. Let me see your hand. Let me see. All right, what was the pain? There's a lot of hands going up. What was it? Your neck. Your thumbs. Yeah, you were telling me. Your thumbs numb. You got feeling back. Yep. Knee pain. Come on, who else? Quick. Give God the glory. It builds faith. Yep. And the pain. The pain's gone. The pain's gone. It won't come back again. In Jesus' name. Come on, who else? Help. Give God the glory. Yep. You felt your neck was excruciating pain and you felt it tingling and it already feels better. It won't come back. It won't come back in Jesus' name. Amen. Who else? Come on. Your leg, pain's gone. Won't come back. Believe for it in Jesus' name. What you got? Yep. Is it gone? It's gone. Amen. So I just looked at him and I thought, he's been healed. I didn't see your hand raised, but I knew God healed you. Amen. What's going on? Neck, how is it? Come here. Sometimes Jesus, do you know the Bible says that Jesus prayed for someone and he prayed for his sight? Interesting. The only thing Jesus prayed twice for was for vision. Isn't that interesting? Vision is so important. And I just looked at you and I just believe right now, come on, close your eyes. Father, this neck is healed. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. It's healed. Amen. Who else? Yeah, come on, talk to me. Shoulder. Amen. Was in pain? How long has it been like that for? Yep. How long have you had the pain? For about a week. Amen. Lift it up. Do something you before that used to hurt. How's it feel? It's gone. Jesus. Amen. Some of you, obviously, like, there's things that happen inside that you actually need to find, you know, later on. You'll find out, like my mother, nothing happened spectacular, but she went home and they kept saying, Mrs. Kelly, we can't find the cancer, but don't worry. We know it's there. We'll find it. My mother said, no, God's healed me. And she never, let me tell you something. She lived up until the age of 75, and this is when I was 14. And I want to tell you, God is good. I'm believing God for each and every one in every campus in Jesus' name. Here's what I do. I'm going to ask everybody to stand up. You've been sitting down for at least 5 more minutes. Can we all stand up? And I just want to pray for people today. If you've never, ever, and I'm going to ask all the campuses to do the same thing. If you've never operated in any one of these 9 gifts, but we've taught them now. I've taught all 9. I taught them as good as I know how to teach them. And I want to pray for you today. If you've never operated in any one of these 9 gifts, I want to pray for you and believe that God will actually, Paul said, listen to what he said, I long to be with you. Listen to this. And to see you, that I might impart gifts to you. And I'm longing for you. Look at me, church, as your pastor, to impart through faith and through preaching and by whetting your appetite, by creating and cultivating a church that says, God, we want these gifts in every campus. And I'm going to ask for every campus right now, the campus pastor, to take the service. And I want you to pray for people in your congregations. But right now, I want to pray for people right here at Great Neck. And you say, Steve, I've never operated in any one of these 9 gifts of the Spirit. But Steve, after today, I'm believing God that there will be an impartation of faith. There'll be an impartation. Faith comes by hearing and hearing from the Word of God. And you say, Steve, I want these gifts operating. I don't know what they are. I spoke to someone after the 9 o'clock and they said, do you know, when you preached about it, I realized I have on occasion operated in a gift, but I didn't know what it was. I said, that's awesome. But now that you know it, how much more can you cultivate it? Now that you know, how much more can you let God continue to use you over and over and over again? How many would say today, Steve, I don't operate in those gifts you speak of, but I know, I see they're in the Word of God, and I would like to receive those gifts today. Lift your hand. Praise the Lord. Lift your hand. Okay, that's what I figured. That's a lot of people. Come on, everybody, keep your hands up. I'm going to pray for you. Ready? Come on, keep your hands up. Father, I understand how the Apostle Paul felt. And he said to the Roman church, I long to see you. Well, Lord, I see your people. And they're here today. And their hands are raised to you. And I'm asking God for the gift of faith, for the gift of healing, for the gift of miracles. I'm asking God for a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, for the discerning of spirits. I'm asking God for a prophetic word, for the ability to have the manifestation gift of tongues, and this, the interpretation of tongues. Lord, I'm asking today, faith comes by hearing, and we have not because we ask not. But God, we ask today in the name of Jesus for gifts to be given right here, right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, we receive it. We thank you for it. In Jesus' wonderful, matchless, holy, powerful, oh God, we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise if you believe it in Jesus' name. One more thing. If you have a wart, I want to pray for you. If you're willing to admit you've got the wart, you're not too embarrassed, and you say, Lord, today, I want this wart to be gone. Where are you? Anybody? Praise the Lord. Just put your hand on the water if you can. If you can't, just you know, put your hand on your heart. God knows where the water is. But if you can, put your hand on the water right now. Put your hand on the water. If you can't, put your hand on your heart. And I'm going to believe God. Father, for the warts, amen. In the name of Jesus, Father, I believe it will shrivel up. It will go. It will leave their body. Lord, it's not by might. It's not by power. But it is by your Spirit. In the name of Jesus, amen. The Holy Spirit's speaking to me right now. Forgive me. But the Holy Spirit's speaking. This is kind of a bit of a personal one. But there's someone here and you desperately want to have children. And you are believing God to have children, but you're told, naturally speaking, it is impossible. I believe today in the name of Jesus that God can do miracles. I have seen it. I have seen God give husbands and wives their heart's desires. Physically speaking, it was impossible. And I'm believing for you today in the name of Jesus that God will give you the miracle that you want, whether it be you, the woman, or the man. Whatever it is, God is bigger than it. And in the Word of God, there is miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle of God giving people children. And I'm speaking to you today in the name of Jesus, and God knows who you are, and God knows where you are. And I'm believing God. Let me see now. It's now October. So in about 9 months' time, that'll be when? In about July? Sound about right? July? I'm believing God that we're going to hear some stories. We'll see evidence of it before then. Father, I pray for a miracle. I pray, Lord, that you give these parents their heart's desires. I pray for children. Your word says that children are a gift from God in the name of Jesus. And a faithful church here together. Look at me, church, while you're still standing. I know we've gone a little over, but I'm going to tell you something. God's good. Amen. He's going to give you your heart's desires. He knows what it is you're praying for. He's already at work. I believe God's saying, relax. He's got it. Amen. Just trust in the goodness of God. And I just want to say this to you. It's not by might. I keep saying this to myself over and over again. It's not by might. It's not by power. It's by His Spirit. And I'm just looking at you today, and I just believe just the Holy Spirit wants you to know He's at work in your life. And you can just rest in that, in Jesus' name. Amen. Some people say, if you had more faith, you know, God would have done it. What faith did Lazarus have? He was dead. It was actually the word of the Lord that spoke, that brought the miracle. And I believe God has spoken, and He's going to give you your heart's desires in Jesus' name. Amen. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Father, thank you for that. Thank you for that miracle. Thank you for that breakthrough. I thank you for peace in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 You've had a storm in your life. You really have. It's been a bit of a tough season. But I want you to know God's saying to you, He's got you. And I want to let you know that God's at work in your life. And this is what I see. I see Jesus just speaking peace to your storm. Do you know, the disciples were in a boat with Jesus and there was a storm, and they honestly thought it was going to wreck them. And in the natural, you could think this storm would be the wrecking of you. But I want to let you know, in the middle of that, Jesus stands up and says, peace be still. And I believe God's speaking peace right now into your life. And maybe a lot of things around you may not look all that different, but on the inside of you, there'll be a peace that trusts that God will be with you in the storm. In Jesus' name. Amen. Is that a good word for you? Yeah, come on, give the Lord a hand. Amen. God's good. I got it. When I get flown on this gift, it's so hard to turn it off. I don't even want to turn it off. But let me tell you something. I want to pray for people who've never given their life to Jesus. While you're standing, would you stay with me for a moment longer? Think about the preacher. The preacher stands all through everything. So you can stand with me for a few more minutes, can't you? The greatest miracle that'll ever be in Wave Church, the greatest miracle, listen to me, the greatest miracle is always the miracle of salvation. Can anybody say amen? That God takes someone who the Bible says we're lost, we're bound to a Christless eternity, a separation from God forever. But because of God and His goodness, He sent His Son Jesus to the cross for your sins and for mine, that whoever believes in Him will not perish but have life everlasting. But it's all conditioned upon having a relationship with Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father, no one, except through Jesus. Let me make it clear, Allah is not the way. Buddha is not the way. Mormonism is not the way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through a personal encounter with Jesus Christ. Amen. If you've never given your life to Jesus, or if today you're not living for God like you once were, what you are seeing right now happening in church is an operation of the gifts of the Spirit. You're seeing us pray for people to have faith and to have healings and to have miracles. You are going to walk out of here. Every one of you lifted your hands. And you're going to walk out of here and you're going to begin to move in those gifts. And you're going to understand what that gift is. Maybe somebody at work is going to say to you, I got a real situation here. I got cancer. I got a really bad headache. And I got real problems in my family. And God's going to give you a gift of faith. God's going to give you a gift of healing. And you're not going to do it in some demonstrative, hallelujah, just wait a minute. You just go, hey, can I pray for you? Can I just pray? And you just right then and there, not spectacular, supernatural, you pray. But the greatest miracle is always the miracle of someone giving their life to Jesus, someone getting right with God. I'm going to hand this service back to Pastor Luke in just one moment. But before I do, can I pray for you and everybody online? If you say, Steve, pray for me, include me in that prayer. I do not know Jesus as you speak of. Steve, I'm away from God and I want to get right with God. I'm going to ask you to do something. Look at me. Every eye open, every head up. And you're saying, Steve, today, pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus. Steve, today, pray for me. I need to come back to God. I want you to lift your hand right now and say, that's me. You're talking to me, Steve. That's it. God bless you. Who else? That's it. God bless you. Come on. That's it. God bless you. That's it. God bless you. Come on, I'm looking for you. That's it. God bless you. Yeah. Amen. That's a big day for you. Amen. God bless you. Who else? Lift your hand. That's it. Wow. Look at all these people I've been talking to are lifting their hands. Anybody else? Come on, lift your hand. You say, Steve, pray for me. Up there, I see that hand. My last call. If you haven't lifted your hand, but you know you should. That's it. Anybody else? All right, let's pray. There's someone else right there. Amen. That young man there, this is a new day for you. Amen. Look at me. Yep, give me a wave so I know. Yep, a new day. Don't let people hold you to your past. It's a new day. Come on, let's all pray this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, I ask you today to come into my life, to make yourself real to me. I receive you now as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, give the Lord a hand for that.
We hope you enjoyed this message by Pastor Steve Kelly. You can find more resources by Pastor Steve at stevekelly.tv and wavechurch.com.